Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host on tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have tuned in. Some of my new friends that I've met last year and this year are actually on. We have different platforms that we are making this available to, and I just thank each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. Now then, we are going to say our prayer, and then we're going to focus on what we say as the ability to understand, the ability to have knowledge of what God wants us to do in our lives, and the ability to increase our productivity. First of all, we want to pray. God, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. You started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and you kept us safe. And we ask that you continue to do that, and that you continue to help us to exemplify who you are. If there's anything within our hearts and our minds that is not like you, would you remove it and help us to be more like you? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And so once again, I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you, I have actually 500 people on here, have decided to join the Afrida Love Show. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the Afrida Love Show is on blogtalkradio.com/Afrida Love. All right, so we're going to begin. This is a relatively continuation of the Nationwide Show, in which we're going to kick off the 2023 year with the fact of knowledge and the fact of increase. We talk about knowledge and increase. In the Bible it says, "In all of thy getting, obtain or get or receive an understanding." And so I looked at some of the scriptures when we speak about knowledge. Okay, we're going to talk about these two aspects before we get into our just kind of like radio talk. But when we talk about knowledge, all of our knowledge comes from God. And because we have knowledge, I say that it's a gift. It is a gift from God, because things are as they are because God created things, right? God created people, and so therefore he wants us to obtain knowledge in order to understand the will of God and how to navigate within this world. From his mouth to those who have understanding. So good knowledge comes from God as a gift from his own mouth to those who have understanding. In order to have understanding, we have to remain in the Word of God. In order to understand the purpose and the plan of God, we have to remain in the will of God. Believers can ask God for more knowledge. You know, God says, if we seek, we shall find. He says, knock, and the door shall be opened. And so it's very important that we seek God. And in seeking God, we find knowledge. We receive more knowledge. God, what do you want me to be? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? How do you want me to go about this business? How do you want me to go about this endeavor, this career, whatever it is? How do you want me to go about your Christian way? One blessing of good knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of those who have it. When we are wise, we understand those things that are important. And notice that I said things and not people. Those things that are important and those things that are not. When we look at different behaviors psychologically of people, there are behaviors that are exemplified, that are worth entertaining, and those that are not. And so God is showing me that he wants us to be like a building. He says we start as a blueprint, and he calls that the vision. And with this vision, we have to make it plain. So what does plain mean? It means in order to be specific. And so you ask God, you said, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, I want you to show me the direction in which you want me to go. Now, God is also showing me that in life you have two different sides, and Robert Frost in his poetry, often equated to two roads diverged. Sorry, I could not travel both and be one traveler long I stood. And so you have the right side and the left side. The right side is the side that God wants you to go with all of the people people who are cheering for you, and then the left side is the side you shouldn't go, and those are people who's away. We call it the addition and subtraction, and God is saying that when we have knowledge, we learn who to add to our lives, and we learn who to subtract. Now, when I say add and subtract, as you know in math, when you add something, you bring it to you. When you subtract, you deflect it, which means God didn't say cast away. God didn't say to put away. God didn't say to do anything. He says deflect, which means that you deflect the devil, which means that you do not entertain it. And so God says, yes, I have this plan for you, but you have to have on those blinders like a horse, and you have to be able to move forward, right? And so in that, God is showing me a pulley. A pulley is kind of like in science. And a pulley basically distracts from gravity. Gravity is something that pulls things together. But then you have this pulley, and those are the people, right, that you have to deflect. It's kind of like basketball for you children who are listening. You deflect the ball because you don't want somebody to make a point. Well, you deflect the devil because you know that God has a vision for your life. It says, why are you entertaining the wrong side of the road? Why are you entertaining those things that be not so? Those things that are not in your future, they're just distractors. They're just things that the devil dangles in front of you in order to keep you off of track. So therefore, I want you to understand in that little bitty exercise that knowledge is key. You understand who your key players are, and you understand those who try to distract. And so God didn't say, as I said before, I want to reiterate this because I read many different things, I see many different things going on. He didn't say that we are to cast away whatever you want to use that as. He said, I want you to deflect. Get behind me, and I want you to focus on the things that I have in store for you. So that's knowledge, and I'm going fast because I know that we haven't spoken, and you guys want to really get to some things that's coming up. Now, we talk about the increase. Increase is God's will for the people. And then God blessed them, and he said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion. That's in Genesis. When he says God blessed him, each and every day that we're able to open up our eyes, or even if we're able to see another day alive, it is a blessed day. And because it's blessed, we should, what, rejoice and be glad in it. He said, be fruitful and multiply. When I think about fruit, I think about nourishment. If you're not nourishment to a person, if you're not nourishment to their soul, if you try to, if their malnutrition is because of you, then they need to deflect you. There are some people who causes malnutrition in our lives. There are some people who causes us to be more nutritious. That's how we look at the Holy Spirit. Anything that is not good for the body is not good for your soul. I don't care how much you lust after it, how much you want it. It's not good for you. It doesn't matter. And you have to learn how to deflect those things and not let those things in your circle. Because God is more powerful. I want to be very clear with you. It doesn't matter how many people are over here or how many people are to the right or to the left. God says, if I be for you, I'm more than a world against you. Nobody can hinder you. It's all in your mind. Nobody can hinder you from what God has from you, has for you. Do you hear what I said? Nobody can hinder that. And so when people begin to think that they have that power, and when death comes or when things come in their lives, God says, I remind you that you are a person. You have no power over me. So God is wondering, why are people struggling? Why are you in a power struggle with people? And God says that I am the way, the truth, and the light. So why are you struggling with principalities? Why are you struggling with the devil? Why are you struggling with life? And as I was reading, and we haven't been together for a couple of months because we've been getting the show together and revamping, but as I've been reading a lot of things that's happening. Young people, knowledge is powerful. You have to understand that we only get one thing called life. It's very important that you take care of yourself. It's very important, and I know that you don't want to hear this. I know you don't. That we have to put, some people say, well, it's people that go to church and they put God first in their lives and they're still devils. That's true, because they don't genuinely have God. That's what we were talking about. You have those people, right, who attract or magnetic, those people that stir up things within our lives because we allow them to come into our lives. God says, you have to say, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day. And what is that fence? That fence only allows those who bring value to your life to come in. But you have your door wide open, so all types of things are coming into your mind, into your soul. And that's how people, right, that's how people get off their rockers. That's how people do things that they wish they didn't. They regret. They say, oh, I have regrets. I have regrets that I married this person. Or I have regrets that I allowed this person into my life. Or I have regrets that I did this and did that. Because we don't think. Knowledge is powerful. Then it goes on to say the word multiply is the same Hebrew word translated as increase. We can multiply. There's many different things. I want to multiply the word of God. I want to multiply my family. I want to multiply my knowledge. I want to multiply my money. I want to multiply my business. I want to multiply my career. I want to multiply my walk with God. I want to multiply my love for my family. I want to multiply the word of God, and I want to multiply the people who hear the word of God. And this is not a radio station that says you have to be able to say it's the word of God that goes forward. It's all about this world that is full of chaos and turmoil. There are some good things in the world, and there's not so good things. And it's very important that we live a life that is lavish as in lavish praise. This huge, oh my, this huge place where people are able to come to in their capacity. Not only is this part of the I see other things. I see the kitchen. I see the room. Thank you.